You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump in Juneau yesterday. It's his fourth campaign event in Wisconsin in 8 days. Republicans are said to be concerned about the enthusiasm and turnout machine behind Kamala Harris.
They say that Wisconsin is probably the toughest of the swing states to win. I don't think so at all.
Wisconsin has been decided by less than 1 percentage point in 4 of the last 6 presidential elections. The latest Marquette poll has Harris with a 4-point lead. A new study finds Wisconsin's election system is more secure than other swing states. The nonprofit political research group Informing Democracy finds guidance from the Wisconsin Elections Commission leaves little room for local clerks to deviate from how they can do their work. 46% of Wisconsin voters tell the Marquette poll they've stopped talking to some friends, family, and coworkers over politics. Jane Gomez is a conservative from West Allis who says she plans to vote for Donald Trump.
I think that we jump to conclusions too soon on both sides that we're not willing to discuss.
Sharonda Orridge of Minneapolis says she's voting for Kamala Harris because she's concerned about preserving democracy.
It's closer to my vision than what I see for Donald Trump, because he don't see people. He just see himself.
The Marquette poll shows voter divisions are starker now than the last 2 election cycles. Last month was one of the driest Septembers in Wisconsin since 1940. Climatologists say Wisconsin's total rainfall for the month was a little more than an inch. Most of Wisconsin's counties reported rainfall between 2 and 3 inches below normal. Forecasters blame an area of high pressure over the Southwest and into the Pacific Ocean. A new radioisotope facility to treat people with cancer is open in Beloit. North Star Medical Radioisotopes plans to produce 1.5 million doses each year for cancer treatment. The company calls itself the first in the United States to have commercial-scale multi-radioisotope production and radiopharmaceutical manufacturing in the same location. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Gas prices continue their slow decline this fall. The average price for a gallon of gas statewide is $2.99. In Green Bay, the average price is $3.05, and the average in Appleton sits at about $2.97 a gallon. That's down over 11 cents from last week. Patrick DeHaan with Gas Buddy warns, however, that with an active hurricane season and unrest in the Middle East, gas prices could increase again. Oshkosh police are continuing their investigation into a fatal hit-and-run early Saturday morning. Officers were dispatched to New York Avenue at about 2:55 Saturday morning to a pedestrian lying in the roadway looking as if he'd been struck by a vehicle. A 21-year-old man was later taken into custody and placed in the Winnebago County Jail. Officers request any security footage you may have from New York Avenue Gross Court area for Saturday morning. The American Red Cross has sent over 35 Wisconsin volunteers to help with Hurricane Helene relief efforts, and they need more people to be ready to go when disaster strikes. Executive Director Rebecca Rockhill.
It never stops as far as continuing to be prepared and ready for the next disaster that, you know, unfortunately with the climate change, we are seeing those numbers of large-scale disasters increase exponentially.
To begin your disaster volunteer training, visit redcross.org/volunteer. To find other ways that you can help with Hurricane Helene relief efforts, visit civicmedia.us/help. Child care in Wisconsin is scarce, and the cost is beyond the reach of many families. Democrats complain the only key solution Republicans have offered is deregulation. Madison State Senator Kelda Royce.
The answer is not to add more two-year-olds to the classroom. The answer is to pay that teacher more than $13 an hour and make it a sustainable career.
Royce tells Up North News Radio that Wisconsin needs to increase its investment in the most critical time of children's development. Electric vehicle drivers will soon be able to recharge their cars at Quick Trip. The company announced recently it will be expanding its services at stations in Wisconsin to include both major standards of EV charging plug. 4 charging ports will be offered at each location that has the chargers. There's been an increased demand for charging stations in Wisconsin as most rural parts of the state don't have access, limiting travel for EVs. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Packers beat the Rams. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a 24-19 win over the Rams in L.A. Jordan Love with 2 touchdown passes in the second half to take the lead.
We leave a lot of plays out there, and then we make some really good plays as well. So, I think it just comes down to consistent execution.
The Packers improved to 3-2 and host the Cardinals on Sunday. The Rams head into the bye with a disappointing 1-4 record. Quarterback Matthew Stafford.
I thought our defense did a great job stepping up in the second half, made some plays to get us chances to get the ball back late in the game. We shouldn't do quite enough with it.
College football, the Badgers with a decisive win over Purdue, 52-6 over the weekend. Up next, they play Rutgers. Luke Fickell on what he saw from running back Darian Dupree.
That right there, you kind of see like, oh, there's 2 guys on him, and he's pretty close to breaking that thing clean open. I think that it's pretty bright in that room with some of those guys.
That's Wisconsin Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Princess Diaries fans will be glad to know that the 3rd installment of the franchise is proceeding as planned. The project just announced that Crazy Rich Asians writer Adele Lim has signed on to direct. Anne Hathaway is expected back for part 3 and said she's thrilled with Lim's involvement. Crazy Rich Asians grossed $174 million at the domestic box office. Princess Diaries 3 is set to begin filming next year. Hey, who wants to feel old? Rapper Eminem announced that he is about to become a grandfather, and he did it in the best way he knows how, during a video for his new single, Temporary. The song is part of his album, The Death of Slim Shady, and is dedicated to his daughter, Haley Jade. Haley appears near the end of the video. After a montage of her and Eminem throughout the song, she gives him a football jersey as a gift with the word grandpa over the number 1. As you might imagine, there was not a dry eye. There will finally be a premiere for the controversial film Rust. This is the film starring Alec Baldwin. Baldwin accidentally fired a gun on the set that had a live round in it, killing cinematographer Helena Hutchins in 2021. Baldwin was facing an involuntary manslaughter charge until the judge dismissed it. In addition to being the lead actor, Baldwin is also a producer on the film. He will not attend the premiere, which will be at the Camera Image Film Festival in Poland this November. If you're already looking to make plans in 2026, make sure you carve out a couple hours for Super Mario Bros. Part 2. Keegan-Michael Key, the voice of Toad, told Men's Journal that the Mario universe is about to expand, saying a new film will include very intriguing lore and lots of really fantastic Easter eggs. I'm assuming people that are fans of the video game have an idea of what I'm talking about, because I sure don't. Chris Pratt will return to voice the part of Mario. The Godfather, The Godfather 2, or The Conversation might be most people's response to the question, what is your favorite Francis Ford Coppola movie? When asked that exact question on a Twitter Q&A, the director surprised people and said his favorite film when it came to his own projects was Rumblefish. The film starred Mickey Rourke, Diane Lane, Nicolas Cage, and Matt Dillon and was based on the 1975 book of the same title by Outsiders writer S.E. Hinton. Might be time for a rewatch. A diehard Milwaukee Brewer fan is making the news for all the wrong reasons. Apparently, attending a Brewer playoff game was more important than being there for the birth of his first child. How do we know? The man held up a onesie and a sign that said, "First baby due today. Am I having a boy, a girl, or a playoff win?" The box next to playoff win was the one he checked. Let's not judge. The guy loves baseball, and maybe the baby isn't even his. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are going to be a little fall-like here for the next couple of days, but we are going to bounce back into the upper 70s by later this week. Today, breezy, partly cloudy, with a high of 65 this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low of 40. Tomorrow, sunny, 66. Wednesday, sunny, high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.